News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden has taken his ideas on the road near Atlanta when it comes to revitalizing the U.S. economy and helping American families.
Hello, George!
One night after his first address to a joint session of Congress, President Joe Biden was in Duluth, Georgia, at a socially distanced car rally.
Once in a generation investment in America.
Biden promised no tax hikes on anyone making under $400,000 a year. President will travel to Pennsylvania and Virginia in the coming days to further promote his plan. I'm Mike Gross.
Texas Republican Kevin Brady, skeptical.
I worry these crushing tax increases, they will land on working families.
In Washington state, Governor Jay Inslee says there's a fourth wave of coronavirus surging, driven largely by the COVID variants. He expects to order new restrictions next week for several counties. Louisiana officials say they've detected the first case of the Brazilian variant, believed to be more serious. The announcement came just after New Orleans officials said they were lifting many restrictions on Friday. The sheriff in Boone, North Carolina, says a gunman who killed both his parents before opening fire on two deputies was waiting for the officers to arrive. Telling a reporter on WSOC,
we'd had an issue with him over the weekend.
He considers he ambushed the officers. Do you think?
No doubt.
Both deputies were killed. Former reality TV star Josh Duggar's jailed in Northwest Arkansas. Authorities are not revealing the charges. And five people have been arrested in the shooting that followed the theft of Lady Gaga's bulldogs in Los Angeles in February. At least 100 people were hurt in a stampede at a Jewish religious gathering in northern Israel. The first pick in the NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars selected quarterback Trevor Lawrence of Clemson. This is AP News. General Motors says its engineers have found a fix to a battery problem with the Chevy Bolt.
GM recalled nearly 70,000 Chevy Bolt hatchbacks around the world after reports of fires. Two people suffered smoke inhalation and a house was set ablaze. Engineers tracked the problem to a manufacturing defect in battery modules made at a Korean plant from May 2016 through May 2019. The defect can cause a short in a cell, which can trigger a fire. For now, owners should limit charges to 90% of capacity as dealers install diagnostic software. I'm Tim McGuire.
Heavy rains have poured down on the island of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, causing flooding and mudslides. The damage is in areas already battered by heavy ashfall from eruptions of a volcano. Stocks closed higher. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.